Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Investments. Complicated? Not when you talk to a financial broker about a Zurich investment plan.
With over 3,500 pubs around the country still waiting to reopen after COVID-19 restrictions are lifted, Vintners Group say they're not optimistic that they'll be allowed to resume trading by the end of the month. They're now calling for direct financial aid for pubs, which have been unable to trade for half the year, with a warning that some businesses may shut down for good without state aid. On yesterday's Drive Time, County Limerick publican Pauline McAuliffe gave a moving account of her last conversations with customers as she told them her family pub will not reopen. And today our reporter John Cook met with some of those patrons. Tell us more, John.
Well, like many listeners to the show, Mary, I was driving home from Laois yesterday, actually, after work, and stopped in my tracks when I heard Pauline McAuliffe and her tearful account of telling customers, including one elderly man living on his own, whose only social outlet, it seems now, is or was the pub run by the McAuliffe family since 1945, is now closed down for good, as they can't afford to invest in a kitchen that would meet the HSE standards to serve food. They feel their pub is too small and intimate anyway to ask customers to wait outside for a seat or a table or to control access to toilets and the smoking area. As it stood, this rural pub in the parish of Drummond along the Brough to Kilmallock Road in County Limerick was struggling to stay afloat after years of rural decline and, according to the owners, in the absence of any government subsidy to protect the social role they fulfilled in the community, with few other places there for people to meet. Well, after her interview, Pauline told me today, Mary, that she's had messages from Cork to Donegal from other rural publicans on the brink of closure, and I've been wondering what the impact will be for customers of these pubs, especially in isolated areas of the countryside. So with Pauline and Simon McAuliffe's help, a few customers came and went from their kitchen to meet me today for what almost felt like one last chat around a traditional bar. I picked up where you left off with Pauline, Mary, as she recounted those words to her tearful elderly customer.
The only thing we had left, he said, the creamery is gone, he said. We can't go into the church. And now the only place we could go and have a chat, the pub is gone. He actually wasn't able to say any more to me, and he just drove away. And I felt so sorry for that man that I felt, do you know what, Pauline, you're going to have to do something to try and keep the place going. But when we looked at the books and looked at the figures, not possible. I know I'm getting emotional again, but that's how deep in my heart it has affected me.
Simon, that's hard for you as well. This is your family home. This is your family business. You grew up here.
1945, my father and his brother came here to buy our home. 1986, he passed away, and Paul and myself... Paul and myself, we gave it everything we could for whatever many years, 30 or 40 years now, whatever it is, and we tried our damnedest. But it's just, when I think of a look around and see the lads, these are my friends. This is going to be a huge loss to me, Paul, these lads, and it's just heartbreaking. But, like I said, if the bloody government had, instead of blanket ban everything because of what's it called, a Leeson Street or Temple Bar or whatever it is, if they had said, look, every house run its own house, run it right, let the hand sanitizers and all be done, give us some bit of a subsidy.
You have customers, but more importantly, friends around you here gathered today. And this is my kind of pub because I love the idea that people would just gather around a bar and talk. Today it's your kitchen instead because the bar is closed. And as you said, no, if we're saying someone, if one has something to say, we'll say it in front of everybody.
John Duhigg Drummond, I'm a customer here at Simon's Bar.
Wait a minute, lads, now.
I'm a customer here on life at Simon and Pauline. I'm a friend as well as everything else. This, if all the pubs in the countryside close, the government will pay out more money for mentality issues if they don't give money to the publicans. Because no one comes to a pub to get drunk. They come to meet people, talk about their problems, and discuss good times and bad times. And that's rural life. Man, it's just sad. Rural life is gone.
You're going to miss this, John.
Big time. The government will have to do something. Why can't they leave the wet pubs open in the countryside? They'll do a social distance. Live in five tonight, five tomorrow night, and we'll all get a drink, and we'll all talk, and we'll meet people.
I suppose a lot has changed in rural Limerick as it has across the country, but we've never lived through anything like this pandemic. So, I mean, do we have to just put public health first, and maybe some of these pubs will be a casualty of that?
Well, put public health, I agree with you, but there could be different lockdown, different areas. Around here, there's no COVID, thanks be to God.
Where will you go, John, to meet people now?
We know it, yes, anyway, but I don't know, Bruff probably. But do you want me to say, because you want me to say people in Bruff are fine, but you want me to say clothing?
You're going into town, you're bigger crowds, maybe.
I want to get a taxi home.
Would you get a taxi around here?
Very, very hard to get a taxi, but you'll get a lift down to a pub, no bother, but she's coming out of it. And that's the big problem.
John, you've farming to do. Thank you very much for coming in to talk to me as well. Tom Cusson, will you tell me, Tom, you're 73, if you don't mind me saying. A wealthy bachelor farmer, they're all saying. Will you tell me how often would you come to McAuliffe's pub?
Maybe 3 nights a week sometime, yeah. It's an awful lot now, missus.
Would there be many in here on a typical weeknight or weekend?
That'd be good. Maybe 10 or 12 some nights. Well, if you don't mind, you'll talk to someone anyway.
You live on your own? I mean, is it an isolated area? Do you get lonely?
It's fairly isolated, no. Which is a house within a half a mile of me. The winter time, half 4 in the evening, I've got to go. It's desperate. The television is yours. It's nothing in it. You know, it all repeats.
Do you go to Mass?
I do. I haven't gone out since the lockdown. Because they told people to stay at home. Like, I've an underlying health condition anyway.
Okay, and what do you do now? Where will you go to meet and talk to people?
Nowhere. Back to brewery. I don't know, brewery is dangerous.
Would you drink and drive?
I would, yeah. Well, I'd have 2 or 3 drinks, like, but you could go down there.
Well, that's against the law.
It is. I'm breaking the law, like. But I don't mind, I haven't broke it.
But you'd have to take road safety seriously as well, obviously.
I wouldn't be drunk now. After 2, 3 pints. I wouldn't go to Kilmarnock once. I wouldn't go near Kilmarnock now. I wouldn't know anyone there anyway.
You'll miss your friends here.
You'll never again see him, like.
PJ O'Donnell, you're a retired farmer.
Yes, that's right.
83 years young, you told me.
Yeah, that's right.
What would you talk about here at McAuliffe's of a weeknight?
Well, you name it. We spoke about it here. They say you shouldn't talk, in a pub, you shouldn't talk about politics or religion. But you could talk here about politics or religion. You could talk, I tell you, there would be big arguments here about who won the national in such a year, and there'd be all that kind of thing. We'd be discussing the local team's last outing, what chances have the next, Munster's chances, Limerick's chances, all the sport, talking about farming and history was a great old thing here.
Where else will you get that kind of chat?
Nowhere. No, I didn't touch a drink in 30 years. No, I drank enough up to that. I've been here as often as anybody else. You find no place else like that. This is the heart of the parish. The creamery is gone, the post office is gone, all the teachers are gone, the schools are gone, everything is gone.
John Murphy, you're 37. You're one of the youngest customers, perhaps, of McAuliffe's. You're a teacher and from a farming background here, you're building locally.
Like, so I was in Dublin and then you come home every weekend and you meet the people. So this is the place where you come and you'd meet him. It's a massive loss, because, like, just, you know where to go now. Like, all that's left now is the church, and I probably won't be here too much longer either.
What would you say to the government? They have to play it very safe on public health with COVID-19. Pubs still on hold for now. Whether they reopen or not is the question for some, and this one will not.
Well, I think they should trust the publicans. The publicans know their customers. Like here, Simon Pauline, they know exactly who comes in here. And she'd only let in a certain amount, so only 10 people out in, that's it.
So social distancing and contact tracing, she'd have managed this, that's what you're saying?
Perfect, yeah.
PJ, you mentioned connections, or other people did, to the O'Donnells, who are well known in Fine Gael politics. Deputy Kieran O'Donnell, your nephew, you had a word in his ear about this pub closing down. What did you say to him?
Oh, yes. I said it's the last to go in Drummond. There's nothing else to go. Drummond is gone now. All we've left is a graveyard. The heart of the community is gone.
Was this an inevitable casualty of COVID-19 and a modern Ireland, or be it Fine Gael, be it Fianna Fáil, be it the government now, the Greens, can they do anything about it?
Well, look, I think they can, because they can help them out.
Give the local pubs a chance. Let them prove themselves.
Reopen them, so, is what you're saying.
Yeah, reopen the local pubs and give them a chance. Give them a chance to prove.
PJ, that's to say.
They're helping Aer Lingus, they're helping the CIE, they're helping all these organisations, are helping a bus to run from around the country. They're losing money hand over fist. Here is a place that is a gathering centre, and it's lifeblood of the parish, this pub here. They should have made sure that the country pubs stayed open.
And that was 83-year-old PJ O'Donnell and other loyal customers of McAuliffe's pub in Drummond, ending John Cook's report from County Limerick. And today, the Thánaiste said that if pubs are unable to reopen at the end of August, he would like to be in a position to have a package of additional financial supports for pubs and nightclubs. Leo Varadkar said the government is trying to manage risk and stop the virus circulating in the community. And that while he's looking forward to going to pubs and nightclubs again, they are not as important as schools.